How's everybody doing? Welcome back. Welcome back. Before I jump into the title or the topic of the day is basically stress. But before I get into that, I know a lot of people was actually emailing me over the week and saying, hey, Ty, like you talked about certain topics that you are bringing back up again. And that was very nice to know to actually know what topics that I actually mentioned and what I talked about. And, you know, out of respect, I emailed back and said, thank you for letting me know that. But I'm doing it for a reason. This season, you know, we are in the rebuilding season. So I need to recap on a lot of different topics, such as today we're talking about stress. We talked about love and we talked about pretty much ourself. You know, going into this season, I will be talking about families, relationship, business, what type of dynamic role that you play in your own life. That's key. Your kids and pretty much the mindset that you have. So I know these are some of the topics that I already touched basics on, but again, like I said, we are in a season of rebuilding. So I want to give you these tools to help you rebuild yourself back up again, but this time's a lot stronger. So when there are a storm, because listen, there will be another storm, metaphorically and physically, that will come through. And I want y'all to be able to buckle down and withstand that storm. So with that said, let's get into the number one destroyer, let's just say, of who we are as a person, stress. You know, stress is a silent killer. You know, there's so many different determining factors on that one is stress. You know, there's dizziness, there's shortness of breath, there's anxiety, depression, there's headaches. Oh my God, there's so many. During the fact that we in a global pandemic, I think that is a number one thing to look into and worry about. Okay, because if we are not mentally, and if you know me and if you've been, you know, listening to me for a good while, I'm all about our mental awareness, our not just our physical being, but our mental health, because we don't do a lot of structure on our mental health. We got this go, go, go mentality, and we need to stop that because our health overall, not just our physical health, but our mental health, it's just as important. So with that said, again, so mentally, you know, if you are stressed out, burnt out, if you are taking on way too much, and again, some of us, including myself, sometimes don't even know when I'm stressed out. And I'm trying to do a better job on identifying, you know, my stress keys, because my stress keys is not like a dizziness or a headache or me basically grinding my teeth. Oh, men or and women, but more so men, stress can lower your libido. So you have less interest in having sex, in actual performing as well. Like you don't have the motivation or the stamina to perform. Ladies, same thing. Like you have less, you know, to give. Like you are not motivated. You're not into it. Like stress does a, oh my God, a number, let alone that stress ages you too. And I mean, like prime example, I don't know if y'all was around, depending on your listeners, but the majority of us was around when Obama went into office first term, right? That man looked, you know, sharp, you know, young, like he was good. Once he left his second term, well, I mean, I don't really have to explain. If you saw the picture, that man looked like he got his ass whooped. Like he aged so much. Like, I mean, it took the life out of that man. And that what stress can do to you. You know, there's like a running saying that, you know, black don't crack. But with the amount of pressure that is put upon you, pressure can crack anything. Shit, I mean, pressure makes a diamond. So at this point, just we can safe to say the amount of pressure or stress that is be that will be put upon us can basically break us and crack us. So I just had to put that one in there because it's funny how like people always say like, you know, basically black don't crack. But I always look at, you know, pretty much Obama going into the office first term. And then when he's coming out the second term, it's like this motherfucker got hit like with so much of shit and he aged like rapidly. So it's crazy. But prime example with that aging, just sucking the life out of you. And if we don't get a control on stress, we need to take time to know ourselves. You know, let's do these hard questions. Let's identify what's going on with me. Am I stressed? How do I figure out, am I stressed? Let's look around at your surrounding. Are you still motivated to do whatever you're doing? Are you sleeping more? Are you engaging with your partner more or less? Like, are you looking older than what you are? Like, are you grinding your teeth? Do you feel dizzy from time to time? Do you feel like there's like somebody stepping on your chest? Only you can answer these questions. Some people don't know the mental symptoms, but more so are in tune with the physical, you know, symptoms. You know, obviously, like I said, shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, and stuff like that. But the mental symptoms are, you know, lack of motivation. That's a feeling, but you can still determine that. Anxiety, depression, fogginess. There's so much of different things. One major thing I will say, truly, one major thing is being super tired. And I know when I say super tired, like it's funny because every symptom known to man with any type of disease always say, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling fatigued, like you might have X, Y, and Z. That's our body trying to tell us like we need rest so it can do its job to basically repair itself. So you will normally hear that a lot with a lot of different diseases or symptoms. You know, if you're feeling tired, pretty much droggy, these are basically one of the symptoms. With that said, it's because, like I just said, it's due to the fact that our body just need time to rest and try to do what it normally do. Stress. Stress is the factor on destroying a household or even making a household. Stress alone, good stress can motivate you to do phenomenal things. Well, bad stress, well, can basically destroy you. And I know everybody's being affected some way, some shape or form with this global pandemic, you know, that's still around. We're 2 years in. And it don't seem like it's getting better. I don't want to say that it's getting worse, but there is a lot of ups and downs with just anything. And with this stress factor that not just the global pandemic that's given us, we talk about financial stress now. We're talking about relationships that's, you know, hitting these walls that never really had an issue because financial wasn't a problem on their palate. Now financial is becoming a problem because a lot of people are losing their jobs or their hours are cutting back or they're closing down or whatever the case may be. You know, money comes into play in so many different ways in a relationship or just in life itself. And I would say personally, and this is just my opinion, this is just my opinion, that what can trigger stress fast is lack of money. I mean, I'm not saying that we idolize, not all of us, idolize money, but the lack of money can make people do a lot of fucked up shit. And it can make you make decisions that you normally wouldn't make if you have the financial stability to think clearly. I know I was talking to a couple of people like a while back and I mentioned, and just out of like ha-has, I noticed that personally for me, and maybe for you too, I know for me, when I hit my financial goals, I sleep like a baby. Like, I don't worry about my financial handicap because there's no financial handicap. Like, I'm good. But when I am setting new goals for my financial growth and when I'm not there yet, I do find myself, you know, sleeping less, worrying about, am I going to reach my goal? Am I going to like hit that mark? What's going to happen? Like, I'm staying up a little bit later thinking about and basically contemplating about different tactics that I can take to reach my goal. I can imagine where somebody's at. I mean, because we are in a different financial bracket. So I can imagine across the board where people at financially, if they don't have the funds that they truly want and need, more so just need, not want, how they're sleeping. And then that causes stress because now you're worrying about, you know, obviously paying your bill, putting food on the table. I mean, obviously, if you got kids, worrying about your kids, you know, health and, you know, safety and well-being, like, that caused a lot of damage mentally and physically to a person's body, just worrying about the financial aspect of it. Now you put your partner into play. If your partner, you know, is basically not complaining, but kind of complaining, you know what I mean? Like bitching about it, but doing it in a trying to do it in a subtle way that doesn't cause an argument, that's stress right there. So there's like so many factors out there that causes stress, and we need to do a better job on identifying for ourselves to help us, you know, push past the stress season. Now, I said seasoned because I truly believe everything, no matter where you at in life, that is a season, that is a moment in time that you are currently in, and that time, whether it's good or bad, will pass. So the struggle, the financial gap, the stress that's placed upon you in this season will pass. When? I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I cannot foresee your future, but what I can tell you, that you won't be in this season that long. The time length, honestly, that's up to obviously you and the timeline that you are in. But I can say for certainty that stress is a season. It's a moment. It's a glimpse in time that takes up a lot in our head and in our body. But once we push past it, you realize that that stress, I mean, you might not want to believe it, but that stress, you needed that stress to help you, build you up to get to the next level. You know, all stress, whether it's good or bad, is going to teach you something. And that's one thing that I get out of stress. You know, everybody probably don't see stress the same way that I do. And if you do see stress the same way that I do, then also, if you don't, let me try to help you shift your mind, you know, into a positive way when you're in that stress season. Whatever you're going through financially, spiritually, whatever you're going through, rather you're going through with your partner, your marriage, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your significant other, whatever the case may be, looking for jobs, having too much work, because that's the thing too. You know, there's people out there that's probably working, you know, 50, 60, maybe even 80 hours. I mean, 80 hours is kind of like a stretch, but you kind of get my point. That's working like around the clock and they're stressed out because they didn't get no time off yet. So, how can I give you the positivity on looking on the stress in the season? Let me help you out. Whatever you're going through because there's a reason why you're going through. Okay. There's a purpose. You know, in the struggle or in the stress that you are in, you're not looking at, okay, teach me something. What am I going through? There's a reason why I'm going through this, because when it's coming out of stress, you stressed out. It's consuming you. Whatever you struggle with in the past, it will manifest for you to tackle it or let it break you. And again, this is just my opinion. That's what I believe stress is. I believe stress is certain issues that we need to address that we put on the back burner for so long that now it is manifesting into reality and now we have to confront it face on. And again, like I said, it could be financially, it could be in your relationship, it could be even personal. Whatever the stress is, minus the global pandemic, that's something that we don't have no control over, but we have control over on how we react to it. So that's key. We don't have control over the global pandemic, but we have control over how we respond to it. And if you're a person that tend to be more of a reactor instead of being patient, this right here, especially this right here, will definitely test your patience. I want people to look at it in a positive light, not the global pandemic. I'm talking about stress. I want you to look at it. I want you to take a step back. I want you to try to take yourself out of the equation and look at it like, okay, if somebody close to me was going through this, what would I be able to see in this storm? Why is this person going through this? What do they need to learn from it? When you can take yourself out of the equation and truly identify certain markers, you can have a better understanding why this is happening. Because again, remember, this is only a season. It will pass. It did not come here to stay. Like, and again, I'm not talking about just the global pandemic. I'm talking about whatever stress that you got going on. It is temporary. So with that said, we need to learn how to be patient, and patience is a virtue. So, I mean, if you don't have patience, then I definitely suggest you learn how to meditate. But patience is a virtue. Taking a step back and taking a breather can definitely help you out. You don't need to react to whatever situation is happening right then and there. The best thing to do sometimes, do not react. Just take a breather, put a pause, come back to it maybe 24 hours and try to have a different view on what's going on. Because sometimes it may not even be that bad. We just perceive it to be obviously like life ending and like the whole world is about to end. But sometimes, if we truly, truly take some time to really identify what's going on, we can have a better answer on our stress. So with that said, I'm going to leave you off on that. And I'm going to continue to keep rocking with y'all and kind of keep going through with this. Like I said, remember, this is just the rebuilding of the season. You know, I'm just trying to give y'all some tools, just trying to get y'all back into like the swing of things and stuff like that. Next season is going to be a whole different season. So just continue to keep rocking with me. Just be patient. I'm getting through all these lessons as quick as possible, but just be patient with me. And the next topic will be talking about family, more so like the family dynamic and how that affects us and stuff like that. So, like always, if you know somebody that needs to hear this, share this, like this, pass this around. Continue to be safe out there. Please, by all means, protect yourself, protect your loved ones. And until next time, I'll talk to you.